This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala rasulihil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'een. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we thank Him for countless blessings that He has bestowed on us. We send peace and salutations upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, such an immense pleasure for having all of you here. Let me start with a question. In the morning, when you entered this hall, it was dark, right? And you were given torch lights. Perhaps not all, but you were given. Imagine there was no torch lights. And it was all dark. Would it be easy for you to find the direction? Exactly like this, in life, we need light. In our lives, we need light. And that's exactly my topic is, the torchbearers. By Allah, each one of you are blessed with that light inside you. And remember, there is too much of darkness out there. The objective of this program is that you as individuals can move in the society with the light as torchbearers. As torchbearers, you got to bring light within you, in your homes, in the society, and to the humanity at large. And in order to embark this journey of torchbearers, as a takeaway, you can, from here, let me share with you the 5 D's. What is that? 5 D's. The first D is the direction. Direction is something which we all need. And I know for a fact, no one would argue and disagree that we don't need direction in life. In fact, this is so important that Allah, our creator, our maker, taught us to recite this dua. Every single prayer, every single rak'ah, every single time, ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. And this is something which is really needed, my young, beautiful brothers and sisters. Direction in life, the right direction in life is something which we all need in life. As a torchbearer, you need to take the right direction. And subhanAllah, our Creator has not left us just by showing the direction, but He has also showed us the destination, which means the torchbearer, which is you, have to be visionary. You got to be visionary. And visionary is someone who knows his direction, and he knows where he's going to reach. What's his destination? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah calls you, each one of you. Yes, no one is forgotten. Everyone is being called by our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And who is Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth? He is calling you, 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 each one of you. Where? Ila Dar es Salaam. He's calling to the place of peace, Jannah. That's our destination. So we start our direction. We start navigating from this world right all the way to our destination. That's visionary. That's the torchbearer. That's you. So you got to be very clear with your vision. That you have to not just read Jannah, but the highest levels of Jannah. Witnessing the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being in the blessed company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know for a fact, as youngsters, you have a lot of distractions. You have so many deviations. Glamour out there, fantasies. So many things are happening all around. There is a big chance that we lose focus. So we got to be remembering this, that a visionary is always focused. And that's the reason Allah Rabbul Izzah, He sent torchbearers starting from Adam alayhi salam up until Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam as the best torchbearer for the entire humanity until eternity. And he says, "Qul," say to them, "Hadhihi sabili." This is my way. This is my direction. This is my path. Ad'u ila Allah. I call people to Allah. Ala basira. Upon certainty. So my brothers and sisters, the young minds, you've got to be focused. There are deviations, and that's the reason Allah Almighty, He reminded us. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Why? إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Don't follow the footsteps of shaitan. Deviations, distractions. Stay focused. Why? Shaitan's objective is, he is desperate to deviate you. He is there to deviate us. So we got to be focused and find our direction. So this is our direction, the direction, the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best example for the entire humanity until eternity. So the first D is direction. The second D is the dedication. Dedication is something which demands you and me, everyone, to be loyal to our maker, our creator. If somebody gifts you, at the least, what would you say to them? Thank you. Allah has given us the gift of life. The gift of life is all about time that we have. My brothers and sisters, if this torch runs out of battery, can it give light? No, it can't. Why? Because it dried up. So our life needs dedication, dedicated to Allah Almighty. And that does not mean that you don't enjoy, have fun, you know, entertain yourself. You are free to do that as long as you have the parameters of Islam intact with you in your life. So dedication is something which demands piety, purity, you know, prayer, patience. All these are the demands of your and my dedication in life in order for us to be torchbearers. Torchbearer has a clear direction. That's the first D. The second D is very clear that he is dedicated. He is loyal to Allah. And when he is loyal to Allah, he is the best to Allah and he's best to the creation of Allah. Not just the humans, animals, insects, plants, environment, and everything, right? So dedication is the second D. The third D is the discipline. Now, I'm not trying to teach you what is discipline. You all know about it. You all very well know about it. I just want to give you a reminder that whenever anybody shares with you anything about discipline, don't think that it's a favor on you. No. It's actually your need for you to be successful. You got to be disciplined. You have to know where you're investing your time. You got to be smart enough. Now, let me ask you this question. If you have got $1,000 only for the entire month to spend, will you just drop at every step $100 on your way? Will you? No way. You'll be conscious. You'll be very, very conscious in spending, because you got to understand that I have got only $1,000. My brothers and sisters, you got to be really more conscious in understanding your time is much more valuable than money, as we saw in this video. You may get back the money, but the time, the minute, the hour, the second that you lost, never ever can you get back, right? So discipline demands that you be attentive in your time, in your affairs, in your mindset. The whole lifestyle of a torchbearer is of discipline. He actually lives a life of legacy. He's a legend in himself. And I can see that light in each one of you. When we actually know that we have the direction, we have the dedication, and we are disciplined, alhamdulillah, then the fourth D that is actually very, very important as well is being dutiful. You got to understand, we have a duty to deliver. My brothers and sisters, let me also remind you, nobody is out there to tell you you are the best. You don't need any approvals. You don't need any encouragements. You don't need anyone to give you bona fide, anyone to give you the certificate that you are the best. Why? Do you know why? Because Allah already told you, you kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. You are the best of the people. You're the best of the creation. In fact, you're the best of the best, raised for the benefit, for the welfare of humanity. So my brothers and sisters, we have a duty to deliver. As a torchbearer, we have to bring light within ourselves and enlighten the humanity by passing on this torch, this light, to the rest of the world. That is dutiful. The last D that I would like to leave you with, let me repeat. What's the first D we talked about? Direction. The second D, dedication. The third D, discipline. The fourth D, dutiful. The fifth D that I'm going to talk to you lastly, in a couple of minutes we'll end, is dua. My brothers and sisters, we got to understand, we are totally dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We just can't do a bit without the help of Allah. So we got to ensure that we always make dua to be better and better every single moment, every single day. We got to ensure that we embark a journey of torchbearer by the will and the permission and the help of Allah azza wa jal. So dua is something which you always need to keep in mind as a torchbearer. That will keep you moving. That's actually the biggest, powerful, strongest fuel that will come into your life and keep you moving with passion, with professionalism. You, as torchbearers, have to ensure that you move forward in life and give light to the entire humanity. My brothers and sisters, I love you all. For the sake of Allah, may Allah Almighty bless you, your parents, your teachers, and the rest of the humanity. Thank you so much. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.